breakfast cheese and I'm recording.
I just had breakfast cookie and I'm also recording.
I got cheese. I got green juice in a Muppets glass.
Nice.
Let's do this.
I know I got, because all my fridge is basically empty and there's just not a lot of stuff. I'm like, I'm not going to buy six more eggs. I'm here for 2 days. And the French place sells quiche, which is eggs.
Okay.
And cream and pie crust and a little bit of spinach. And so I was like, this is just like what I would make at home, which is spinach and egg whites.
This is an egg white.
Yeah. This is the same thing I would make at home.
Guys, we're in final fucking countdown mode here.
I know.
Your moms are about to die.
Dude, I'm so excited. Well, it's just a weird thing because when there's so much shit going on, I have to just try to be like, relax. Just do one thing at a time. But I'm in my apartment with most of my shit is packed and everything that I'm not taking is in bags to donate. So everything has been separated, that's like the big hurdle is like, just get that kind of done. And I was going to take it to FedEx this morning because they ship luggage. But when I called, got up all early, and they do the automated voice system before a person picks up. And they're like, hey, welcome to FedEx, whatever, on the Upper East Side. And on Tuesdays, we have senior hour from 9 to 10 a.m. And I was like, what could that be? So I got someone on the phone because I was going to go. I'm like, I'll go knock it out. I'll go drop the shit off, send it out, go for a run, come back and record. It's going to be great. And so when the guy's on the phone, I said, what's senior hour? Is that like only like old people because of COVID? He goes, no, everyone's allowed in, but we just service the seniors first. And I was like, no, thank you.
Wait, what?
Everyone's allowed in. So anyone can go in, but if you're like over 60, or have a cane, or fucking who knows? I got old lady wigs, but...
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's like, why don't they just do like every other place has done, where it's like, we're open an hour early for seniors, but they're like, if you're shopping for seniors.
Right. But
or if you're a liar.
Yeah, I know.
So really, anyway.
Yeah, but I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. So you just have like a bunch of mad people...
And then one old person walks in and they're just like, right this way.
Yes.
So a bunch of angry New Yorkers.
Yep.
Oh, this sounds like a smart idea.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I think I'll just do it tomorrow. And actually it's going to be better because then the cheapest option gets everything delivered Saturday. So that'll be good.
Yeah.
I
think that's better.
Very excited. And I got to tell you, it's not stressful at all to be in my studio apartment that's already tiny and I'm just surrounded by boxes and suitcases. Like I'm just stepping over.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Two more days, baby.
I know. Yeah. I'm trying to like get the shit out so I can at least enjoy my last day. It's not my last day. I'm going to probably move back, dude. I was looking on Zillow. There's a big ass one bedroom, like a huge one bedroom right by Central Park. That's for like $250,000, which is a lot of money. But for New York, a monthly payment of $1,000 is fucking not a lot of money.
Well, for New York, that's nothing.
Yeah.
That's like literally nothing.
I know. So we're just going to.
So Wendy's going to come here in 1 year, save $250,000.
Yes. I'm going to buy the house.
It's possible.
Cash. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my God. So what's going on? What's going on in our hometown?
Oh, boy. It's rainy. I'm fucking exhausted. So normal, regular day.
Yeah.
I'm very tired. Well, it's a big day today. It's apparently Louie's birthday. It's not. Can we just all agree that unless you fucking buy a purebred dog or see the dog born... Everybody just makes up like, it's my dog's birthday. You don't fucking know. Just an arbitrary day. So what I say, don't. Why do you need one day to celebrate? Celebrate your dog every day.
That's right. None of this National Dog Day shit. People posting pictures on Instagram with their dog is like, fuck you. If you post about your dog on Dog Day, you know what? I assume you also do. Beat your dog. Just like married couples.
You're just trying to cover up your true feeling. This morning, I brought Lou upstairs and I was like, it's a little buddy. Guess who's going to get livers and popsicles? To which Preston said, so it's no different than any other day. Because that's the other thing. He's old as shit. So every day is like, you did it. You didn't die in your sleep. Let's celebrate.
So what are you guys doing? You're going to like get him a stripper?
Host a big party. Well, that's why I'm so mad about this weather. Because we have a lot. We have a lot of yard things coming in. Yard things.
What are...
Hi. We've been in quarantine since March. I don't know what happens at a party.
Oh, man. You guys,
yeah, we have yard things, foodstuffs.
Right. BYOYT, excuse me. Yard things. Bring your own yard things.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
My eyes hurt.
What time did you guys get home last night?
12:30.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, when you fit, like... I actually went to bed earlier than I thought. Usually when we get home that late, I'm up to like 2 or 2:30. Just because, you know, like you've been... Even if you're exhausted at work, it's like the second you get home, your body's like, cool, now we can do fun stuff we want to do.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, body, we're going to sleep. And body's like, fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I'm very excited to be taking a break from New York City. Because... And I know the sugar daddy stuff and whatever. And once I moved, I'll talk about it a little more. And I've been like writing with shit about it. But oh yeah, that's why I'm like shocked every day when I like think about what I've done in the last few years that I'm not dead. Because no matter what time you get off work, no matter how fucking cool your job is, as soon as you're done, you're like, now it's time to fucking party.
Yep.
And my jobs, my two jobs that I had for the last 3 years, one was doing stand-up comedy where you're like, up, you are the party and you are being served free alcohol. That's how you're paid. And then the other job was...
Which is great.
Right. And then the other job that I had was to hang out with like hot rich guys, drink, do drugs and fuck till 2 a.m. So, ha! I mean...
Yeah.
I was going through old photos and I have so many pictures that are just... and I look all fucking like whacked out and it has a timestamp on it. It'll be
you
like...
Were.
And it'll be like 4:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. I'm like, why was I just up taking pictures in a bathroom? Like my bathroom. Oh my God.
Because you looked great. It wasn't the cocaine talking. You looked great.
I gotta say...
And again, if any cops are listening...
I'm
we're Coca-Cola.
Right. If there are cops listening, I'm joking about the stand-up because that's more illegal in the state of New York right now than prostitution. So,
yeah, seriously.
Sex work is making a comeback and stand-up comedy. They have a police task force shutting down outdoor shows. It's fucking wild.
I love. Could you imagine being the cop that's put on that?
I know.
We're just like, this is going to be really hard to kill innocent black people.
I know.
This sucks, you guys. Ugh. I have to go break up these comedy shows.
You guys have to go kill this 24-year-old rich girl who's living off her parents' money. But I got to kill someone.
I mean, hey, I'll take what I can get. I'll take what I can get. As long as I can kill somebody. Jesus.
I know. Oh, my God. I'm so tired, but I'm excited. And I'm going to start doing outdoor shows in St. Louis. I'm pretty excited because I did the Connecticut shows and that was like...
How were those? Were they good?
Dude, it was so fucking fun and I was so nervous. I was because I haven't done it in 6 months, which is a long time.
Forever.
Yeah. I mean, like I didn't even drink a Celsius because I was so fucking anxious. I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, the morning of the shows, my brain just, and I was just like writing notes. I was fucking panicked. But it was outdoor, so it was kind of cool because it's different for everybody. So that's the nice thing.
How was it? Were people in their cars or were they like sitting on lawn chairs?
They're sitting on lawn chairs and blankets. So it was in a field behind a hotel, and there were like two tents set up. So it looked like some like shitty like music festival.
Revival?
Yes. And you had people, the first show was like 40 people. The second show was 80 people. They had a good sound system, and we were set up. And the first show was 5:30, so the sun was out, which is just... In the olden days, you'd be like, this is a fucking shit gig. But now you're like, I guess this is what we're doing now. So...
Yeah, exactly.
But it was really fun, and just... I was so... Like, just... Like, it was, like, my first year of doing stand-up where I was... Every word was written out. I was trying all these new jokes. Like, it was, like, 3 pages for a 15-minute set that I just put in my pocket. But once I got up there just to relax, I thank God I like clicked right back in. So that was good. And yeah, it was really, but it made me be like, fuck, I want to do this all the time. But I like the early shows because.
Well, yeah, because we're old.
I know.
I also like early everything.
Yeah. That's like, even when you talk about going in the kitchen at six to start at 6 o'clock at night, I'm like, that makes me want to cry.
Yeah. It's terrible. When it's much better when you go in at noon and are there till 12:30 at night.
You went in at noon yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh my.
That's every Monday. Yeah, like 12-hour days.
How many crawfish pies did you make?
So many.
Oh, what happened with that lady? This is on the Patreon. If you're on the Patreon, you don't know, but there was a special order.
There's a special order. She was, I mean, seemed very, like, paid me and was all excited. Went in her house, met her husband. They had packs of Marlboro Reds all over the place, so they seem like cool people.
Huh.
I haven't heard anything from her, so I guess that's good. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, they were great. We tried. They were good. It's just I'm very wary of special order people. Typically, people that place like special orders like that. Again, I'm not painting with a broad brush, broad stroke. Yard things. I'm not painting with a yard thing. Not everyone that's gluten-free or vegan or has food sensitivities is annoying. And I get it because if you really are allergic to something, you have to be annoying about it. Because you could die. So I get it. But I've also noticed in my many years of working in food service and customer service, typically the people that genuinely have a problem with something are the most apologetic, the most cool about it. Like, understand, like, I get this is a thing that not a lot of people have, but, like, it will kill me. And are really nice. And then it seems like people that maybe are big fat liars that just want to be difficult are the ones that are the worst people in the world. So I get more of those for special orders where I'm like, well, they'll tell me like, yeah, I'm vegan. And I'll be like, okay, cool. So it'll be like, oh, you can use the same crust. And I'm like, well, there's eggs and cream and butter in the crust. Yeah, no, that's fine. Just make a vegan filling. Okay, so what that makes me want to do is just make you the exact same thing I make for everybody else, because obviously it does not matter.
Right. You're like, okay, that's good. that would bug me to no end, because you're like, okay, hold on. Before we finish this, I want to I have a podcast, and we do a thing called Do It To Do It, where we look stuff up on the internet. I'm going to tell you what the definition of vegan is, because that ain't it, sister. This is not eggs and cream and butter. Yeah, that's fine. No, it's not, because then you're not vegan. Like,
yeah, which is fine.
Right.
No, nor am I. That's fine.
Right.
Or you can be like, I don't like cheese. And I'll be like, okay, cool. I won't put cheese in it. No, I had a person order vegan pies, and then I made them, and they were like upset. This was a while ago, because they weren't as golden brown. And I was like, oh, well, that's because I do an egg wash, which is egg and cream, to make them golden brown. But I can't do that because it's vegan. And they told me, well, next time, could you just do the egg wash on mine so they look better? I was like, well, in that case, let's just fucking go for it.
Yeah,
Why don't you just...
You know what? I'll do an egg wash on top so it looks better, and I'll also put some pork in the middle so it tastes better. How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
How about we do... You're going to like...
And we actually bake these, don't fry them, but for you, I'm going to fry these in lard.
Yes.
I'm going to fry these in pork fat. How's that sound?
Dude, that is what we should do.
You know what we're going to do? Fucking tamales, baby.
Yes. Tamales.
Make homemade tamales.
Fry that shit in pork fat. That'll be fun. Do like a combination of a tamale and a chimichanga. Deep fry it.
Well, no, tamales, the masa, you use lard to make the masa.
Oh, I was thinking fried. I still in my brain, I'm like, and then we'll fucking deep fry it.
Yeah.
I'm moving to the Midwest. If you think I'm not deep frying everything, you're wrong. Everything. Cookies, coffee, whiskey, rallies. I'm going to double deep fry my rallies. We're deep frying that ice cream. None of that.
Okay. By the way, state fairs. I don't know when you're coming back, but if someone doesn't do deep fried whiskey, this is not a country I want to live in anymore.
You know what? We could do, my grandmother has a recipe for
deep fried whiskey. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's deep fried.
Exactly. It's what kept her and your terrible grandfather together all these years. Yes.
He would just beat the shit out of her and yell and be like, you're not getting any goddamn money. She's like, I don't need money. As long as I got my deep fried whiskey and my yard things, that's all I need.
I'm a strong American woman.
But these cookies and their amaretto balls, she makes them at Christmas time. And they're no bake, so there's booze in them. When I was a kid, they were like, you can't have those. So they would just be like, and they would like dunk them in extra amaretto. My whole family's just straight up alcoholics, but they do like fun things like.
That sounds disgusting. That does not even sound good. Just drink it. Just drink the amaretto. Stop trying to fucking lie to everybody. Like, I don't have a problem as you're eating. Like, essentially, I would imagine like a shot.
Yes.
Or at least a half a shot per cookie, and you just eat a dozen amaretto cookies. That kind of made me go, ugh, a little bit.
Here's what I want to do. We got to find a way. We'll find no-bake recipes for cookies, and we can put whiskey in them. Maybe that's what we can do with that fireball shit. Let's think about this. Because if we put it with, like, a savory dough, don't bake it, and then we can deep fry it, there's got...
Wendy just did a very, like, old-timey Emeril Agassi bam move with her hand. Like, a real, like... Like, just seamless. Like, what?
Boom.
Yeah.
We'll pop this. Oh, bam. Hey. I got my
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hey, buy my Crocs over here. Is he from New York?
Wait, is that everyone? He's from New Orleans.
I don't know. He's from New...
Wait, is he, or does he just cook New Orleans food? No, that's the Andy Report music. This is...
Yeah.
What is this? Clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. That's the sound of a keyboard. Clickety clack, clickety clack. Or a horse prancing.
I was going to say, it's a couple of show ponies pulling up with information about Emeril's roots. Where's he from?
Emeril Lagasse. Oh, he was born in Massachusetts. Oh. But he is Emeril Lagasse III.
Who knows?
Don't know how that would help.
So what? So he's Pac in the car over here? I don't know. What's a Boston accent?
Oh, no, thank you.
I didn't lean into that because I don't know the attitude.
Oh, okay. But he always like worked in New Orleans. Ooh, yeah. He worked at Commander's Palace and stuff. Okay. Let's go to New Orleans. We should do a road trip to New Orleans when you get here. Not like when you get here, but.
No. Pick me from the airport with Sebastian. You have his litter box and a scoop and litter. I got that sent to.
That's true. And we'll just get in the car, get right down to New Orleans.
And did they properly address his litter box? Because I put to Aunt Megan Rice.
Yes, which Preston was very confused. Because I thought it was my rug. I've been waiting on a rug from Morocco. Which, we'll get into that saga in a second.
Hold on. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I said in a second. Hold on, Wendy. I know you're real excited about this rug situation. But so I thought it was that, so I was all excited. And because I was downstairs, and then I heard the door, and then I heard Preston grab a box, and I was like, my rug! And came running upstairs, and I was like, it's my rug. And Preston was like, I don't think so. And he was like, it's addressed to Aunt Megan. And I was like, what? And then we think, because he was like, it doesn't say Tia, because all my friends' little kids call me Tia. Because we're trying to really push. They can say Bezos and Tia and Tio. That's about the extent of their language skills. So I was like, who the fuck? And then I opened it and I was like, oh, cat aunt. It's from Wendy. He was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. We already got his stuff. So yeah, just put that shit in your car. Pick me up.
Fucking book it down to... New Orleans.
We'll go down to cool. NOLA, and I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk out of school because I don't have the for sure scoop. But my New Orleans connection that I was disconnect
her NOLA connect.
My NOLA connect. I have on
gross,
good authority.
We sound like idiots.
I know that my NOLA connect is now free for connecting. So we might have who knows what the fuck. So we maybe got to try to capitalize on that while we can.
I think we should. I think that's an excellent idea.
I'll hook it up and we can go see that ghost. I want to sleep in that ghost room.
Because Tuesday markets are done the end of the month.
Yeah, we should try to hook that up.
So that means we got all week, baby. Because I think it's like an 8-hour drive. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack. Going back on St. Louis to New... I think it's like 8 hours. We're making plans, you guys.
Yeah, we're doing stuff. And Louis.
Sorry if this isn't the podcast you want.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And this might be a little rough of an episode, but guess what? Next week, we're going to be together.
It's going to be rougher.
It's going to be even rougher, and it's going to be doubly rough, because if you think I'm not videotaping this shit to put on YouTube, you're wrong. We're going to set up a camera, because by the time we record, I'll have at least one plant so we can, like, sit around it.
Yeah.
And I'll have my Wi-Fi set up. Yeah, you forget about all these.
Oh, yeah, it's like a 10-hour drive, so it's like going to Cleveland.
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
Oh, I am very excited.
Yeah, this will be nice, because then people can see all of our... They can see the emerald hand movements. It'll be nice for people to see us, I think.
My tit is really... They can also see... I guess you can't really see this. I've got a very itchy breast. What does that mean?
They're growing.
Cancer. Well, that's good. I guess cancer, Wendy guessed they're growing with cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. Why can't I be both? Why can't I be both, guys?
Yeah. We're modern women. It's 2020. Gender's fluid. We can, hey, as women, we can work and have breasts.
Did you say breasts?
I did. I did indeed. I also spit when I said it. I think it's better. We have it more together when we record. This is why it's going to be really interesting to move here. We have it more together when we record late at night after drinking all day long.
I know.
Then we do stone cold sober as I'm drinking a green juice at 10 o'clock in the morning.
I know. Well, we're more together when it's the nighttime. We've had a few cocktails because we're more loose. Because right now, you know what's happening? We're trying. And guess what? It's not paying off.
It is not. It is most definitely, it is grestly not paying.
Yeah,
off.
Grest and gritties. Listen, this is what we'll call these deep fried whiskey things. We'll call them gritty balls. Huh?
Oh, and they're shaped like breasts.
Yes.
Grests.
They're shaped like grests. They're gritty balls. I think it's a great idea.
Do you think that we like, how many listeners do you think we lose per episode?
Do you mean like... Mid-episode, I would guess at least 50% of the people just drop off mid-episode.
Well, I was going to say like long-term. And people that have been long-time friends and listeners that just go, I'm going to give it one more shot this next week. I bet they're going to do it. They're going to finally, after 3 years, figure out how to record, how to speak the language they have spoken since birth.
Yeah.
That's right. We came out of our mom's vagina speaking English. That's why we're so bad at it. We've been doing it too long.
Are we talking about people that stop listening, or are you talking about losing listeners because they go so crazy with the, like, why can't they get it together, that they just jump out the window into in front of a car?
Is it they just spontaneously combust?
Yes.
My greatest fear in life.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They take their own life or their body just shuts down, and they're like, look, if you're not going to help yourself, I'm going to help you. You obviously are not making good decisions.
So we're out of here.
Yeah.
And by here, I mean being alive.
I would guess a hefty amount, but it's a grift. It's a con, baby, because we get new listeners and they're like, oh, this seems great. And it seems fun at first. And then you're like, wait a minute. I think maybe these people don't know what the fuck they're doing and really don't have any kind of purpose or point
perspective.
Or angle. Right. I think they might just be fucking around with each other.
I don't want to be rude, but I think that maybe, just maybe, these aren't too thin, beautiful, smart models, scientists. I could be wrong.
And another thing, and I don't want to sound paranoid or like a conspiracy theorist, but I have a sneaking suspicion these two women also are not all of our mothers. I know they say that a lot, but I'm pretty sure.
I'm starting to think maybe that they aren't my moms.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you think that, fine. We never loved you anyways.
Yeah.
When we said we're your moms, we weren't talking about you. The other one, you that likes us, we were talking about you.
Yeah.
And you're our favorite. You're our favorite.
The most favorite.
Whoever's, if you're listening to this right now, we're talking directly to you.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody else. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
With those big, beautiful eyes and growing breasts.
Yes, your growing breasts are.
Oh my God.
Broing gross. That's actually what it's called when men drink too much soy and they get titties.
Yes.
Bro,
or smoke too much weed. Remember that rumor?
What?
Is that true?
Bro, you're broing gross, bro.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. No, apparently if you smoke weed, you get boobies.
Well, glad I'm finding that out now. Oh, my tits are going to be huge in St.
Idiot.
Louis.
That's what No, it was boys. Clickety-clack.
I have high testosterone. I bet it works for me.
Weed make boys grow boobs. This literally, it's like, they're going to be like, I guess a 12-year-old boy got a hold of her computer?
Well, and boobs, there's like, I was like, what word are you going to pick? Because it's weird, because I think, like, tits are great. I always feel weird trying to pick a word for them. That's why I actually kind of like gross and gritties, because boobs sounds weird. Do you want to look at my boobs, my bubes?
Well, gritties makes me think of, like, grip tape.
Yes.
On a skateboard, like a nice grit to it.
Which I like. That's more like fun. Because to me, like even on OnlyFans, oh my God. So on OnlyFans, because you can do private messaging, because Bella Thorne, this Disney star, like fucked over a bunch of people.
Oh, it is fascinating. Has she apologized for that, by the way?
Kind of, but not really. What she needs to do is pay these people their money.
What she needs to do is put nudes up.
Right. She went on OnlyFans, and for those of you who don't know, she signed up, and a bunch of people subscribed to her profile, and she sent out a direct message where it's a pay-per-view message. So she sent this message out to everyone and was like, hey, if you send me $200, it's a series of a bunch of nude photos of me. And so a bunch of people paid $200 to OnlyFans, and the pictures were not nude photos, and so everyone was pissed, and they wanted a refund, and OnlyFans... It was like $2 million that they have to pay back or something like that. I mean, it's either $1 or $2 million. Either way, that's a lot of fucking money that they have to pay back. So everyone else, they were like, hey, because you used to be able to get paid out. You could get paid out daily, every 7 days or every 30 days. And people can give you tips on there. And OnlyFans already takes like 20 or 30%. So that's fine. They're a pimp. That's what they're doing. And, you know, and that's fine. But, they sent out a message to everyone else. And they're like, hey, because we have to pay off this debt, we can only pay you guys out every 30 days. And because of the scam, you're not allowed to accept tips of over $100. And you cannot send out a pay-per-view video for anything over $50, which is fucking wild. And that's how a lot of people are making money.
I mean, I guess what I don't understand is why she didn't just put up nudes. I mean, also, I just looked her up. She was born in 1997. So she's a child. So that means she's very dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And also has been famous since she was what, like 4 or something? Like she's been an actor. So she doesn't like exist in a real world where like literally anyone else other than yourself is ever considered.
Mm-hmm.
As being affected by something you do. So, I mean, she genuinely, I don't think she did anything wrong, or I just don't understand why she wouldn't just post where her whole thing is like, I'm a sexy woman. I'm not on the Disney Channel anymore. I'm a mature adult 22-year-old.
Like, yeah, I think it's one of these things where she probably did it to make money. And then she was like, I'm not actually going to do that because people are going to just screenshot it and sell it on the internet to make more money. And it's like you said, I think she lives in a fantasy world where there are no consequences. And you can just mm-hmm. it's kind of like, oops, sorry, guys. They won't be mad. They'll be happy just because they're supporting me. And it's like, no, motherfucker. Uh-uh. Wrong.
Dudes want pussy.
Yeah. And so
I don't know, you guys, it's the older I get as a woman, it's really gross that if you could, I don't know. She's like very, very young. And I get that like everyone jerks off to 18-year-old girls. She looks really, really young to me. She looks like a little girl playing dress up.
Yeah. I mean, hey,
I'm saying is you can only, hey, no, fuck you. Whatever you're going to say, being accepting of people's sexuality, wrong. You can only jerk off to angry women 35 and up. That's the only thing. If you're an adult man, they have to be mad at you and just like holding a baby, stretch marks. That's what you can jerk off to.
Right.
Messy hair.
That's all you're allowed to jerk. Well, I see. And that's where I, as much as with having smaller tits where it's like, that's a, what a terrible life you must have because you don't have massive tits. It's paying off now because even though I'm 38.
I don't think anyone thinks that anymore.
Well, I mean, it's still, it's like, it's... It still is, like, I think, where it's like people joke about, like, oh, or like you look like a man, and we, you know, joke about it on the podcast a lot. But it's like, I always was bummed out. Even when I was a kid, people just make comments all the time about, like, you know, and like making jokes, and I have jokes about it. But it's on, it's honestly paying off because I'm 38 and they truly look the same. My tits look the same as when I was like 16.
Yeah, exactly.
And so the thing about that is you can still have your like fetish of like, ooh, like a younger, like a young girl's body, as long as I keep the rest of my body in some, in a decent shape and moisturize. That's why I'm constantly covered in oil, because it's a combination. Because like if you squint.
That's why Wendy's tits are constantly just dripping in coconut oil.
Right. If you squint, if I shut my mouth, you're like, ooh, this is like a tall, this might be like a 19-year-old. This is like a barely legal. Look at these tits. I bet this bitch doesn't even have a driver's license. You know what I mean? Like, so that's, and then I can turn around and be like, I said suck my titty longer. And there's like, and now it's a mad 38-year-old. So it's a way to combine.
Dude, also, just real, did you say I said suck my titty longer?
Yes.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. I just wanted to make sure that that was in fact what you said.
Yes.
And I don't mean cleared that up.
And I don't mean like longer amount of time. I mean make it longer. Suck it.
Make it
like
taffy. I knew what you meant. Pull it like taffy.
Yeah. Pull this nipple out. I want it to look like I've had a litter of kids. Just a litter of kids.
Oh, I thought you were going to say kittens, which seems more likely at this point for either of us to have a litter of kittens than a litter of kids.
Yeah.
Unless we're talking about kids like goats. Grant's Farm. Shout out Grant's Farm.
we're gonna get them goats. We are gonna get them goats. We're gonna get drunk. We're gonna get them free beers and get them
we're
goats.
We're gonna get your goats, Grant's Farm. I'm so excited. I don't let's clickety clack that.
Yeah.
Grant's Farm. I'm just saying, since we can't go to the lake, we gotta make some like
yeah, we got to make plans. Well, my first plans are going to be get furniture. And I want to, oh, this I do want to say thank you to the people
on
OnlyFans.
Yeah, well, doy.
Because what I did, because they're not paying people out, I was like, well, and OnlyFans is dumb because I was like, oh, well, I have PayPal and Cash App and Venmo. So it's like, I have all that. And they're taking a cut and they're not paying us out. So to a few people that are on my OnlyFans that like comment and, well, you know, like, send me messages and nice things like that. I sent out a photo, like a real sexy photo, and it was a little censored. And I said, if you want the uncensored photo, you can send me a tip directly to me at my other payment options. Because at this point, I don't care. And if someone does screenshot and share, I'm like, okay, well, I have a great pussy. I don't know what to tell you. And I need furniture. So but it was a couple, there were two different people that were like, wrote me back. And they're like, I'll send you a tip anyway, but you don't have to send me the photo. I just like your podcast and your comedy, and I just want to support you. So I got to tell you, the people on my OnlyFans are fucking crushing it. You guys are crushing it. They're like, oh, no, we don't want to look at your pussy. Actually, here's an extra tip. Keep it to yourself.
Please do not. No, thank you. Actually, yeah, they have a problem with you. It's the opposite of Bella Thorne.
Yeah.
You promise nudes and people are like, oh no, we don't want to see it. Here's money. We don't want to see it.
Yeah. Here's keep
like
keep
you that. Release them and nobody opens the pay-per-view. They're like, no.
Like, I'm going to pay you. And can you, is there any way you can delete the message? I feel like this is going to be a Ring scenario. Like once I look into the eye of your pussy, I have 7 days.
You have to share it with others.
Right.
Or you yourself will die.
No, you don't die. You just start growing grass.
Pussies?
You start browing grass.
Just gritty, gritty breasts. Breasts? I can't keep up, you guys.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so you guys are killing it. Thank you.
And it is pretty. I might have the OnlyFans where people are like, no, we're all set. Here's some extra money anyway.
I've seen enough.
Oh,
thank you.
God. So, wait a minute. Let's go back to, I want to hear about this Moroccan rug because this seems very fancy.
Oh, like a grift?
Yeah, this seems like.
Well, It's my ska rug. I got a checkered, a black and white checkered rug. I told you this.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was from Morocco.
Neither did I. I thought the name of the shop was just Moroccan Rugs. I didn't think they actually fucking came from Morocco.
You thought it was from, like, Orange County?
Yes, I did. Of course. I thought everyone that was in a failed ska band banded together. No, I ordered it, and it looks like a nice rug, and I didn't get, like, she sent me the tracking info. This was, like, 2 weeks ago, and I kept going on FedEx, and the tracking info wasn't working. It said I was going to get it by the 21st, and then the 21st came, and the tracking number still wasn't working, so I sent her a message, and I was like, hey, tracking number's not working. Could you resend? And she said, oh, I'm sorry. It's shipping's behind here because we had a couple of national holidays here in Morocco. And I was like, what? Oh, this shit's actually coming from Morocco. Fucking great. So I was like, now I'm never getting this rug. What could that shipping be? Well, I did. I got it like 10 days later. I got it yesterday. Not the rug I ordered. Not even close.
What?
It's like a striped blue. It appears to be an outdoor rug.
So it's a yard thing. You got a yard thing delivered.
It's a yard thing. I got a yard thing, which is great for today for Louie's party. But for my life, it's not exactly what I wanted.
Oh my God.
How are people going to know I'm obnoxious if they don't walk into my house and see a giant checkered rug on the floor? So I was like, because I was very excited because we already had the fucking fiasco with the goddamn litter.
Right.
Where I was like, it's here. Oh.
You just so sadly skanking.
So that is the one problem. There's litter all over the living room floor. Right. I just put it where the rug will go. So when you get here, you're going to have to sweep it all up.
You're like, I guess I'll just dance around on this. You just dump all the litter out and just start skanking around in there barefoot. Just crying. Like, I guess
feel good.
Pretend I'm at the beach.
Well, but that's the great thing about the litter is it absorbs all of my tears. So... But so I open it because I almost missed the guy. I was downstairs cleaning and I heard also it's international. So I'm sure they're like, we have to hand this to you so we can get a picture of the person who just received this bomb or whatever the fuck from Morocco.
Yeah.
So he was literally putting the like, we'll come back one more time note up when I got up there and I was like, oh, thank God. Rip open the bag and it's just. Not even kind, and like it's hand. My name is handwritten and my address on it. Like there's a card, so I sent her a message and was like, "Hey," with a picture of the rug. I was like, "Hey, I was under the impression I ordered this 3x5 black and white checkered rug, and this is what I got." So she got back to me very quick, and she was like very apologetic. She was like, "I'm so sorry. I'll send you the right rug," and I'm not even gonna offer. I mean, I will. Gladly send her this rug back, but I'm not paying for shit.
No. What does it look like? I want it.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe you do.
Yeah.
For you want an outdoor rug indoors?
Yep. I'm doing like a jungle nice, theme.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, but I'm just like, so now I'm waiting because I was like, okay, well, yeah, let me know. When I get the other rug, I'll let you know. And she's like, okay, yeah, and hold on to that rug. I'll have you send it to another customer. Which I'm like, whatever. It's on Etsy. So it's like, all this is weird. Anyways, and I will totally do that, but I'm not paying for anything.
No. This seems
so I don't know.
Strange.
Well, I am not doing anything until I get the rug I spent $200 on. And then, yeah, I've got 200. I spent a week's worth of pay. On a rug.
Fucking whatever. Who gives a shit? St. Louis, our rent's cheap. If you think I'm not going to be spending a lot of money on very stupid shit, you're wrong.
Well, I can't believe they were like, wow, that's really good for a rug. I was like, what? I don't. Again, all we buy is trash, disposable trash. So I'm like, a rug should be $30. Whatever. So yeah, I don't know. Stay tuned, guys. This is going to be a great mystery because I fucking will not pay a dime. I will like get into an Etsy fight. I will send this rug back to Morocco. I will send it to wherever she gives me a random address, but like she has to send me, I'm not.
This.
Also, that's like a hassle now. Now I have to go, You're asking, like, it'd be one thing if I got the rug and was like, I don't like it. Then it's like, okay, cool, no worries. I'll take returns, but, like, you have to pay for shipping.
This seems like this, I have a bad feeling. This feels like a scam. This feels like some kind of a fucking scam.
That's what I would, dude, that's what I would think. The shop on Etsy has, like, hundreds and hundreds of reviews. And, like, recent. Like, from, like, end of July, early August. Like, with pictures of the rugs.
Yeah. This will be interesting to see how this plays out. Because it just feels strange to be like, I'm going to have you send that to another customer. Like, the fact that that solution already came, like, was so easy. Because to me, that seems...
crazy.
Seems very crazy. It seems crazy. Did you check the rug? Are there any secret pouches where there are drugs or there's something in there? I'm being fully serious. And if there are drugs, if there are drugs, you fucking keep that rug. Put it in water, like in Breaking Bad. And does it dissolve?
I'll show it to you. The way it's packaged, I want to see if the other rug comes packaged the same way. It looks like it's like a brick of cocaine. Oh, this is what a mystery.
Dude, that rug is drugs.
And thanks for this week's episode title. It's Siri. I'll show you. It's like packed very tightly in like cellophane.
And it's weird because it's like most rugs you can lay out. This is actually, it's all in powder form. And so you have to, it's really strange.
Well, that's why I was confused with the kitty litter.
Right. So this is, so it's similar. So I just sprinkled my new Moroccan rug out on top of the kitty litter.
Yeah. And mix it all together.
Right. And then we can cut it and sell it and we can make double the money.
Exactly.
Kitty litter is also half, mostly concrete. And that's what we learned.
Oh,
when
now I wonder.
If we were on
Wendy.
These pages. Dude, that fucking, there's, well, I'm going to be there in a few days so we can investigate this shit together.
Yeah, because it's definitely, I'm not getting my new rug yet.
I am very excited.
Moroccan Berber rug. Yeah, I'm saying your name.
Yeah, you drug dealer. Well, that would make sense if there's some kind of illegal fucking something, because then if you send it to someone else, then it's like she can't get in trouble because she could be like, I didn't put drugs in that rug after this fucking... Look at what she wants. She wanted a checkered scar rug. If you think this chick isn't peddling meth through Moroccan rugs and trying to set me up...
Dude, this is
it's
fascinating.
Backwards. Because, yeah, you would think she would be like, oh, send it back here and I'll pay for everything. And like, yeah, I don't like this at all. I don't. And it's like, because it seems to be a little bit off. They have
622 sales, 5-star reviews.
It just seems to be a little suspicious. That if you're going to take all the time and care to make this handmade rug, you would also make a note. And if your sales are that great and your reviews are that great, it seems like that's a big error. That's not, you're not at a Starbucks and it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I handed you the wrong coffee. I have 7 coffees here and literally a new customer in 30 seconds. We take a lot of time and care to send you a rug that's, it'd be different even if it was a checkered rug, but the wrong color scheme, but it's a completely
that's
different.
That's what I thought at first. I was like, because there's like different colored ones.
Something's fishy.
Yeah, buyers are raving.
Yeah, because they're all fucking high on whatever drugs that they're getting. Yeah, they're raving because they're like, I can't believe this bitch was able to ship a bunch
of... raving mad.
Yeah, a bunch of Moroccan cocaine.
This rug is super soft and looks amazing. Here, I'm going to click on these on the people that reviewed. Are they?
You know what?
Are they a bunch of crackies?
It probably is Molly. Because wait a minute. Yeah, you would think. Yeah, it's soft and amazing. Berber is not soft. I hate to break it to you.
I know.
I was one of the first times I remember. I have a memory of being violently fingered and molested by an adult was in a Mormon church. And weirdly, the churches in Mormon walls are like a Berber type of a texture. So I remember my back was all scratched up from being pushed up against the wall and like sexually assaulted when I was 14. So let me tell you, I can tell you, Berber's not comfortable unless you're on Molly or whatever.
Which these rugs are made of.
Oh, let me guess. What's their tagline? Come and enjoy a magic carpet ride because you're tripping on drugs.
Because you're on drugs. This cat seems to like the rug.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. A lot of these reviews are from, like, this month, which is suspect.
Yes.
Ishous.
Dude, this is a scam. This is this is a drug thing. I pray and hope it is, and I pray and hope there are drugs in that
drug. I pray and hope it is. Thank you. I'm glad you pray and hope that I'm now involved in some wacky fucking great. Someone in German, das ist good drug.
They put it all together. That what Leia? It's code. Yeah, this is very good rug. Oh, is it a good drug or is it goo drugs? Answer me that, German. This is. Mmm.
Oh, let's. This bitch. give any room the warmth it deserves. From chemicals?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. The warmth. By warmth, you mean sweaty? You get the sweats? The sweats?
Oh, I'm just very.
I saved money on heat because I was constantly tweaking out this winter. It was really nice.
I don't know. Now I want to cut open the rug.
Dude, you need to send me a picture of that thing.
Oh, when we finish recording.
Oh, you're going to show it to me on FaceTime in real time. This is, dude, this is, how long have they been in business? How long has that place been in business?
Oh, God damn it. Hold on. God damn it. Hold on. I'm going to go to my messages too.
I mean, it's a pandemic, so I'm not judging anyone. Everyone's just trying to grift and make money. Even at my show.
On Etsy since 2018.
And all the reviews are from this month? Nah.
Not all their reviews are from this month.
Okay. The recent one?
Let's see when the oldest review is. They have a lot of reviews and a lot of rugs.
Yeah, this seems suspect-ish-ous for sure. This is...
Suspect-ish-ous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they have 2018 reviews. Yeah, so they have like... But here, where's the... Yeah, and you know why? We should look up national holidays in Morocco.
Yeah, look that up. This has got drugs written all over it. That's actually when you roll the rug, you'd be like, oh, that's weirdly the design. You're going to get
your... She did say, don't open it.
That's not true.
I swear.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Wait. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Wait, they did just have national holidays, unfortunately.
I don't give a shit. Wait, she said don't open the rug.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on.
Because it's going to crumble because it's a bag of powder. Wait, then how did you know? How did you know it was not your rug? Did you just kind of peek at it and you were like, wait, this is...
It's wrapped in plastic, like a kilo of cocaine. I told you that.
Right, but how did you see the pattern? Is the pattern...
It's clear plastic.
Right, but is the pattern on the outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so sorry for the mistake. I'll check what happens and I'll let you know. Don't worry, I'll resend the right color and I'm so sorry. And I was like, no worries, I understand thing happens. Would you please keep the package closed? I'll send you the right color tomorrow and you'll receive it in about a week. Thank you so much for your understanding.
Megan, you didn't tell... That's drugs! It's drugs, it's drugs, it's drugs! Open it, open it, open it! You have to open it. It's drugs! It's drugs.
I think it's drugs. Yeah, and then I said, sounds good, because I wasn't going to open it anyways, because I'm like, I don't fucking want this ugly rug. And then she said, because I was like, great, let me know what the process is as far as if you, what I should do with the incorrect rug. And once I get the right color, we can discuss. And she said, okay, just keep it until you get yours and I'll give an address to send it for another customer. And so sorry for the hassle.
Dude.
Callers, call in.
No, if you're a cop, fucking mind your own goddamn business.
If you're a cop, I'm pretty sure we fucking alienated you a long time ago. So.
Yeah, if you're a cop, we're not funny enough on this to constitute this being comedy anything. So fucking back off. Dude, Megan, it's drugs. I can't.
Isn't that crazy?
This is, you are in a, here's what you do. Fucking, first of all, she's not the boss of you. Open it. Fuck her.
Well, I didn't want to open it. I didn't open it before she told me not to open it. I personally made that choice. What drugs is Morocco known for? Because... Isn't Morocco, like hash? like Morocco's known for hash, but I mean, boring.
Yeah.
We already do that, guys.
I want fucking uppers. I want to be coked out. Yeah, they don't do cocaine. It's
There's
hash.
No way. If it's drugs, it's either like a huge ass ball of hash or
like heroin, like opium.
Heroin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boring.
I know. I hate to break it to you.
Dude, Megan.
It's weird, right?
It's fucking cool because what you're going to do.
Is it cool that I have like a bunch of drugs in my apartment?
Yes.
Apartment. I'm sorry. House.
Yeah. You have a home. They're going to be the apartment that drug rug is going to be in is mine. So pretty soon I'm going to have a rug of drugs in my apartment and we're going to cut it up, put it in just like fucking Ozark. We're going to the lake in 2 weeks anyway. We'll start running a church out of the back of a boat, like in the show Ozark, and we'll just sell this fucking, we'll just get rug money.
This is insane. This would be insane to send drugs this way.
No, it's not. It makes a lot of sense.
Just hope that I don't open it. That's like a huge gamble. That's a massive gamble, just hoping the person doesn't open it. People love opening presents. So even if it's the wrong present, they're going to be like, but I want to open it. That's a massive gamble.
Yeah. I think it's drugs.
As much as I want this to be real.
It feels fucking shady to me.
Also, I have to open it because my fucking name and address is on it. Is like written on the plastic. So even if I do resend this for her to somebody, I have to open it because I'm not sending my personal information to some random fucking person.
Right. And you fucking let that bitch know, but say it in a nice way because the cartel is everywhere.
Oh, I would not tell her if I was opening it.
No, dude.
Because that would be if I'm like, oh, I opened it. And she's like, bah! But because also, what am I going to do with it? Steal the drugs? Bitch knows where I live.
Right. Yeah, see, that's the thing. That's why it's kind of a good plan, because you can't really report them. You know what I mean? And if it is drugs like that, and then you'll just get killed. So, you know what I mean? They know exactly where you live. They have all your information. I'm sure you didn't pay for it in cash. Like a normal drug rug, you had to pay for it. So they have all your fucking information. And I'm sure they have operatives wherever the fuck they're sending this shit.
Operatives!
That's right. We are
operatives.
In month 287 of quarantine. I'm moving to the middle of the country. I'm shocked at how like few schizophrenic episodes I've had. But we're doing it now. I'm going to let myself have this one. It's my last couple of days in New York City for a while.
I mean, this is a fun one. This is a fun one.
And it's a real one, too. And they do.
There's a baby on one of the rugs.
Mm-hmm.
Get that baby off that drug. That baby's going to get high as fuck.
Yeah. Dude,
But also, like, there's no other reviews that are like, I got a drug rug. Like, am I the only person that's ever received the wrong item from this lady?
Well, I think if that were
and
to happen.
And by wrong item, I mean right item.
Right. By wrong
came
item.
A month earlier than expected.
You know, there was a whole thing a while ago when people, this thing came out, this report where like Yelp reviews and all this shit where they can just have fake reviews and people just do that stuff for them.
Oh, well, yeah. People like get paid to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you're paying someone in hash, they'll probably be happy to write a great review about how soft and cozy and warm their Berber rug is. It's so soft. It literally is the scratchiest type of rug. It's not.
No, it's Louis's favorite rug.
Yeah, it's why dogs and cats like it because they can drive their fucking face all over it.
Yeah.
And scratch their scabs and their buttholes and do all the things that animals
their
like.
Scabs?
Yeah, animals. Animals
no.
Are,
scabby?
Yeah, animals, they're scabby. They're scabby.
Just covered, just dripping in scabs.
Just scabby little scamps. Well, if they're not scabby, they will be after they try to cozy up on this rug. This is drugs in this rug, and I'll tell you.
Drug rug.
Truly. Can we open it? Are you going to open it now, or do you want to open it together when I get there? That'll be like a fun thing that we can do.
No, I'll wait for when you get here.
We'll open it.
I want to wait until my other rug gets here.
Yeah, this whole thing.
I want to see if the other rug is packaged the same.
Yeah. This whole thing is very strange.
We're talking about drugs so much I farted.
Your body had a response?
I had a physical response to drug rugs. I mean, all these reviews are 5-star reviews.
Yeah, I bet they are. Have you ever been high? Everything's great. That's why
they're hopped up on goof juice.
Yeah. That's why people do drugs. In case you aren't with the program, if you're listening to this and you're sober, please stay sober if you have a problem. But I mean, Jesus Christ, I got to tell you, drugs make everything better. It makes everything more fun. Right now, everything's very fucking shitty. Dude, at the show, this chick, there were only 2 other people at the late show. There were 80 people. I'm like, is anyone else quarantining by themselves? And like 2 people cheered. Everyone else was like feeling sad for us. And the one who was in the front by herself, she had a giant like gas station jug. And I was like, what's in there? Vodka? And everyone laughed and she was like, tequila. And I said, anything else? And she goes, a lime. And I was like, this fucking bitch.
I love a lime.
Yeah.
What's in there? Booze? Anything else? Fuck you.
Yeah. And halfway through the show, she's just like drinking. She just like picks up a corner of the rug and starts smoking. I'm like, what is she smoking her? Rug?
She must have got that from Morocco.
Goddamn world keeps spinning around and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the pussy fart gang. With the pussy fart gang. With the pussy fart.